Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online. If there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We got a wonderful verse to share right at the beginning of the program today. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified, set apart, made holy in Christ Jesus, and called to be saints, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Talk about some good news. That is good news. We were once sinners. We were saved by grace, and now we're saints because of the sanctifying work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, that's a truth we really need to get a hold of, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Christians were running around thinking that we're sinners by calling. We even think that it's the humble thing to say, oh, look at me, you know, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, you know, and we think that's humility. But, you know, the real spiritual perspective on being humble is to say exactly what God says about you, and no more than that, but also no less than that. And so when we take on the same mindset that God has, it really changes the way that we look at ourselves, the way that we see ourselves, and suddenly we're in agreement with God. So let's stop wallowing, you know, in self-pity and calling ourselves dirty, rotten sinners, because as you well know, Bob, you know, you call yourself a dirty, rotten sinner long enough, and, well, you just start looking like one, and you start acting like one, and, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to live out whoever we believe we are.
Yeah, and then we're shocked when we sin. You know, we shouldn't be doing that. Well, we've attached ourselves to that identity. That's why we really need to see the truth. And what is the truth? That we have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. We've been set apart, and we've been given a brand new identity, child of God, saint by calling. If you've never latched on to that identity, if you're still hanging on to, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, today would you let go of that identity and embrace the true identity that you have in Christ, a saint by calling? I guarantee you, if you do, your life will change in dramatic ways. You will start seeing your attitudes change, your thinking change, and your actions change. Not because you're trying to, but because God's Spirit is making that identity just expand through every part of who you are. And boy, that's when the Christian life gets exciting. So you, Christian, are a saint by calling. You have been sanctified, set apart, made holy in Christ Jesus. It's a once and done thing. You can't improve on it. You can't get any better than what God has already done for you in Christ Jesus. Today, thank the Lord that you're a saint in His sight.
That's stuff that you can really be thankful for, too. Thanks, guys, for the wonderful opening comments. This is Basic Gospel, of course. Open lines, 844-322-2742. Calls are beginning to come in already, but still plenty of time, plenty of room for you. Dial quickly, however, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's start in Queens, New York today and talk with Barry, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Barry. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm okay. I just called to ask because there's so many confusion going on. Is the Ten Commandments still in effect?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one that we get often because, quite frankly, teaching on the Ten Commandments is just not very clear today. Are the Ten Commandments in effect? Well, let's just say that the law has not vanished. The law is still serving a function, but it is not the guide or the source for the believer. In fact, what the Ten Commandments do is they show the unbeliever, hey, you've got a coveting problem. That's what Paul discovered. As a devout Pharisee, he discovered that even though he could clean up his life, he had a sincere, severe coveting problem. It tells us that we have a stealing problem, a lying problem, and on and on. We're not putting God first. We're, you know, we could go down the list. And basically, the Ten Commandments are designed to show the unbeliever their need for a Savior. So when the Bible says that Christians, at their conversion, when Christ comes to live in us, it says that Christians have died to the law and that we're not under the law, and that Christ is the end of the law for all those who believe. Well, that includes the Ten Commandments. Unfortunately, though, Barry, you got a lot of folks out there that are teaching that we're dead to the ceremonial law. Yeah, we're dead to the sacrificial law because Jesus is our sacrifice, but we still need, well, we still need the Big Ten to motivate our behavior. And what I would say to that, Barry, is that then we're in a predicament of saying, I'll take Jesus. Yeah, I'll take Jesus for his blood. But when it comes to morality, well, I need the law for that. And we really need to be looking to Jesus for morality, for ethics. The fruit of the Spirit is going to trump every form of morality and ethics out there. So the Ten Commandments is a poor substitute for the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's why Paul told the Corinthians that the ministry of the Ten Commandments that was written on stone, he says it's a ministry that condemns and it's a ministry that kills. And Paul in Romans 7 said, apart from law, sin is dead. So he was talking about the coveting command, which is one of the ten. So my point is that, you know, there's 613 laws in the Old Testament, and we Christians are dead to those, and we don't want to try to make the Ten Commandments an exception. There is no exception. Jesus is our everything. We can trust him with our morality. We can trust him with the fruit that we bear for God, and we have to die to the law in order to bear that fruit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you for your explanation.
Well, good. Well, thank you for your call, Barry. Great to hear from you today.
Yes, indeed. And we would love to hear from you as well. If you have a question, give us a call, 844-322-2742. And our thanks, as our thanks for your gift of $20 or more in April, we're going to send you Bob Christopher's CD series called Against the Current. Now, Bob, we know that it's hard to swim against the currents of philosophy and tradition. It's a hard world out there sometimes. What will our listeners take away from this series that can help?
Well, that's, you know, those are ever-changing philosophies that are out there, shifting sand, so to speak. So you're just being tossed to and fro if you're trying to swim with the world. But we've been set apart from the world. We've been sanctified. We've been made holy. We've been given a new identity. And this series will really help you drive a stake into that new identity, will put you on solid footing, and enable you to go in a different direction and actually show forth an alternative that's going to be very sweet for the world to see.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a standout person in the world, this is a great resource, a wonderful series to help you really understand who you are in Christ and how to live that out by faith in the resurrected Christ, in the indwelling Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And you will be bearing the fruit of his Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And that's what this series is all about, how to see that life flow out of you as you learn to abide in Christ. And that abiding life is something that goes against the current of this world, but it's what the world desperately needs to see. And that's what this resource is all about, and we certainly want to put it in your hands.
Yeah, again, the series is called Against the Current, and it's available to you for your gift of $20 or more this month. To make your gift, all you need to do is call 844-412-2742, again, 844-412-2742, or just click donate, or as Bob Christopher says, donut on any page at basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed. I did say that the other day and said it. I had to go out and get some the next morning. So.
And you did well.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Brad, listening to us in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, as always, I'm so grateful for the ministry and Andrew's ministry also. I was thinking, and as almost always, you guys just steal my thunder and pull the rug right out from underneath me. But I was thinking about sanctification and being set apart. And my comment was, I wanted to run this by you, is that when I read the New Testament, I see it in terms of God's view of me. That's what I look for and see how he sees me. And when you think about sanctification, if you can grasp the indwelling life of Jesus, the very fact that you're the very fabric of Jesus, and that you're set apart, but it's not to get you to go do something. It's to allow you to understand that God set you apart for what? For himself, for him to live in and through you, to let him do the good works that he created through you. Am I thinking correctly?
Well, yeah, Brad, I think you're on the right track there. I think the problem is if I tell you that you're set apart for this work, and, you know, Bob, you're set apart for this work, and I'm set apart for this work, then I start prescribing, very much like we were talking about on yesterday's broadcast, we start legislating certain works and certain gifts and certain actions for particular Christians to take, and then, you know, we try to legislate works and legislate morality. And so I think you're hitting the nail on the head, Brad, that, you know, God set us apart. Why? Well, for himself. Why? Well, because he loves us and wants relationship with us. And, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, my goodness, Bob was listing out the attributes of God's Spirit just a moment ago, and there's a wide variety of things happening there. And I can't tell you what God is going to do in a given moment. I can't tell what direction he's going to take you in. I'm not you and you're not me. And the beauty of living this Christian life is that we each get to be a child of God directed by his Spirit in an atmosphere of freedom. So when you're saying God sets you apart for the simple purpose of relationship, I think that's the very core of the gospel. And then from there, how God chooses to use us and relate to us and work through us, well, that's all up to his will and his desire and his plan. And I love that we each get to be a unique canvas on which the master painter is painting his masterpiece.
Well, one other thing I'd like to do real quick, and that is to encourage people not only to get the basic gospel app, but the Andrew Farley app, Church Without Religion, and I encourage people to listen to everything up there, but two specific series that you have up there that I've listened to 30 or 40 times. One is I Am New. The other one is Your Identity in Jesus Christ. And if you can get a hold and understand that indwelling life and who you are in Christ, man, I tell you what, it's liberating and it's freeing, and I thank you very much for those apps, both Basic Gospel and Andrew Farley's apps, and it's the best food you can eat. I guarantee it, folks. You start feasting on what's being taught in this message that we all love, you will grow in grace. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Andrew, tell us exactly how we can find, your resources and that sort of thing. What's your website that people can go to?
Well, folks can go to andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org. And there you'll find lots of different resources, videos and, audio messages and what I call radical reflections on God's grace. And so, yeah, I mean, what Brad is talking about, feasting on the resources at Basic Gospel and at my website, you know, this is the most incredible truth that we could ever feast on, as he put it, because it's God's truth. He owns it, and he has delivered it to us in his word. And you know, Bob, the problem is that the beauty of God's word gets covered up when we come to the table with all kinds of add-ons and, you know, very much like the Pharisees, we start adding on and cloaking things and hiding things and creating loopholes and exceptions in the gospel, and people start experiencing fear. So, you know, whether it's my website, andrewfarley.org, or your website, basicgospel.net, I mean, we are in this because we've been burned in the past by religious hoops that we tried to jump through, and now we know better, and we want people to find relief and find real hope in Jesus Christ.
And hopefully to know better before we knew better.
Yeah.
As I tell you, some of what you go through, trying your darndest to be God's guy, trying to earn righteousness, trying to please the people around you, you just burn yourself out. You get to a point where you're ready to throw your hands up, and you don't have to get to that point. I mean, that school of hard knocks is there. You can choose to go through it. I did. You did. But there's a better way. It's the way of grace. And if you grab a hold of what Christ has done and keep your focus on Christ and learn what it means to walk by faith, the trust in Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, you'll see a whole different experience, and it's going to be good, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be exciting, it's going to be the adventure of a lifetime. That's what this truth is all about, freedom. Truth will set you free, and the truth of our identity in Christ, the truth of Christ in us, the truth of this new covenant, those are the things that just explode this Christian faith in our lives and enable us to experience to the full, which is exactly why Jesus came, that we might have life and have it to the full.
Absolutely. And a great resource that we're offering is coming in the form of this February of a wonderful trip to the Holy Land. It's going to be just an incredibly deep experience of walking in the footsteps of the prophets, of the apostles, those of Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, indeed. That's February 7th through the 18th. All the information on how you can join us is on our website, basicgospel.net. Just click the events tab. You'll see a little video that we did with Abraham Hillel, who will be our tour guide, one of the most passionate men I know, a true historian in the sense that he knows Israel inside and out.
Yeah.
He tells a story of that country, and it will help us really see, you know, what it was like back in Jesus's day. So come join us for a trip of a lifetime next February, February 7th through the 18th. All the information is at basicgospel.net/events.
Absolutely. 40 spots available. We hope you'll take one of them.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Martin listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello there, brother.
Hey. Welcome to Basic Gospel. What's on your mind today?
Well, a long time I speak. First of all, I want to say your program is very great. It's an encouragement to the people.
Mm. And
because I don't have to go on a verse, I ask you to explain it if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter, oh man, I just had it before. Oh, chapter 3, there we go. Verses 4 through 6, I'm correct here. It tells us, trust in the Lord, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thine ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path straight. Can you explain that, please?
Well, sure, Martin. You know, acknowledging him means, first of all, I acknowledge that he runs the universe and that he does a great job running it, that he is Lord over all, that he's creator. Another way to recognize him is I recognize that he is my high priest. He took away my sins in the work of the cross. He rose from the dead. So in that sense, he is not just Lord, but he is Savior, and he is also my life. So I have new life because of him. So I recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And then because of that, the most, common sense, biblical common sense would tell me, well, I'm going to let him direct my path because He knows what he's doing. He has the market cornered on wisdom. His ways are better than anybody else's ways. So, you know, it's not that he's going to pick your clothing today and pick what cereal you eat in the morning. It's not about him making us into puppets or robots, but it's about, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And what we get from God is his counsel, his comfort, his guidance into truth. And it's not about a lot of secret decisions that we have to, you know, find his will and work hard to stay in it and all of that paralysis that many believers find themselves in. No, the will of God is Jesus. The will of God is that we bear fruit. The will of God is that we give thanks for Jesus Christ. The will of God is that people come to salvation and then grow and talk to him through prayer and give thanks in the midst of circumstances. And basically, God's will is relationship. And part of that relationship, Martin, is that we get to benefit from the mind of Christ. We get to live from the wisdom that God equips us with in Jesus. So to me, that's what that verse really communicates to me. Does that help?
Amen. Yes, brother. Thanks.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Good to hear from you.
Another thing, one more thing quick. Mm-hmm. Please keep my brother Gil in prayer. I don't know if you guys remember him. A guy from Corona, Queens.
Yes. We certainly will.
For 2 months. He hasn't been speaking, I heard. I heard he's been very ill, and right now he's not talking to anybody. Hmm. I don't know if it's, I don't know what happened, but let's keep him in prayer.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Martin. We certainly will. We always love hearing from Gil, and he always has an encouraging word for the brothers and sisters in Christ. And so thank you for sharing that with us. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, a question from Diogenes, who wrote to us. He says, does God withhold healing for a reason? He says, I suffered a stroke and sought healing by God, but I feel God is interested in working it for his purpose. Am I wrong? Please help.
Good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, my take on this is that when many people teach that we have the right to be healed, that's where things really go off the rails. We need to call a spade here. A miracle is a miracle, and it's a miracle because it's rare. And when God decides to show off who he is through a miracle, it is to highlight the identity of Jesus. He raised Lazarus from the dead and then said, look, there's Jesus, my son. He is the resurrection and the life. And then he fed 5,000. And then he said, look, here's my son who is the bread of life. So miracles are designed by God to highlight the power and the person, the identity and the work of Jesus Christ. We don't have a right to physical healing. There's a day when we'll get new resurrection bodies in heaven. But as for now, I think we have to give up our right and not feel entitled to healing. We need to know we live in a fallen world. It's not God that is doing this to us.
Yes, absolutely.
Bad things happen to good people in Christ, and that's because this world is fallen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. Friends, our gift to you this month is Bob Christopher's CD series, Against the Current. Now, through these messages, you'll learn that God has empowered and equipped you to live in truth. We invite you to join Bob as he leads you into an understanding of the powerful impact the truth about Jesus has on your life and how that same truth offers hope to all those around you. Against the Current, yours for a gift of $20 or more this month. Call 844-412-2742 or visit us online at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Just click donate on any page at that website. Again, it's 844-412-2742 or basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with an invitation for you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. I hope you'll be here. Bye-bye.